Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Governor Mitch Daniels is calling the need for stage inspections in the aftermath of Saturday's collapse at the state fair a learning point. Daniels says he may support mandating inspections of temporary structures. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security, which includes the state fire marshal, said it did not inspect the stage that collapsed. A fair spokesman said Monday he didn't know of anyone who had inspected the stage. A New York engineering company has been hired to investigate the stage structure and its construction. Indiana's newest high school graduate scored slightly higher than the national average on the ACT college entrance exam. A report released today says the average ACT score for Indiana's 2011 high school graduates was 21.2, compared with 21.1 nationally. Minnesota was ranked number one in the nation with an average of 22.9. The report says the number of Indiana graduates taking the ACT test has increased by 43.5% since 2007. Authorities are searching a western Indiana landfill for evidence in the case of an IU student who vanished more than 2 months ago. The Bloomington Police Department says its officers, the FBI, and the IU Police Department began searching Sycamore Ridge Landfill south of Terre Haute Tuesday for clues in the disappearance of Lauren Spearer. Police say the search could take up to 2 weeks. And a legislative panel will review Indiana laws similar to those in the Casey Anthony case. State Senator Brent Steele says a study committee will take up the matter tomorrow. WFYI weather, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 85. Isolated thunderstorms tonight, low 66. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of storms, high 87. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.